Gotcha. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Ball State believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential. Make the world a better place through service in the spirit of that. All State's Good Starts Young initiative is where you can help us recognize a kid that goes above and beyond for their community. Nominate a youth for the All State Kid of the Week. It's a kid you know or maybe just heard about that could be featured here on the Steve Cochran Show with great prizes. Show number 1011, by the way, including an Amazon gift card and Lou Malnati's Pizza. It's funny now because I've been doing Kid of the Week here since 2000, except for when I got fired and I left. Because, you know, when you get fired, you should leave. You probably, it's awkward if you keep coming in.
Yeah.
But I'm starting now to run into young adults.
Yes.
Who go, hey, Mr. Cochran, you know, and I still, Steve, okay, Mr., I'm old enough.
My goddaughter was one of your kids of the week. She still says Mr. Cochran. Yeah.
I get it all the time. I ran into a kid the other day who was a kid of the week. He's in college.
I know.
Damn, I'm old.
Right?
But anyway, the point of this is one of our previous kids of the week is a football star. What's his story?
Ace Henry. Remember Little Ace?
Big
fan. Well, I know now he's not little anymore.
As his father.
He started out playing in the peewee softball team, but the Pop Warner. His dad, yeah. Bill Henry, is the coach. Good friend of ours. Good friend of the show.
Junior football stuff.
Yeah, so Ace and Henry, but we call him Ace, of course. He was quarterback. He was wide receiver. He's worked his way up. His team won the regionals. Now he has been selected. Little Ace, no longer little. He's going to be one of the only Chicago kids playing wide receiver on the international football team next year. So he's going to be representing the USA in January in Dallas, Texas, at Arlington.
How cool is that?
At Arlington.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah, so congrats to Ace.
Nice job, Ace. That kid's going to get drafted in about 2 years when he's 13. And go to WGNradio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18. Y'all think ought to be the All-State Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday to hear great young people like Megan Bug. Good morning to you, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for being on. What grade are you in now?
I'm a junior.
Junior? This is a big year.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
How are your grades? Pretty good?
Yeah, they're good. I'm going to school when I can through treatment, but it's going well.
Let's tell your story here a little bit. You sound great today. Are you feeling pretty good this morning?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's great. You were diagnosed December of 2015 with something called stage 4. I'm not even going to try. You tell me what it's called.
Alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma.
It's a very rare form of cancer, right?
It is, yeah. It's a tissue cancer.
And it's pretty aggressive, and it's very dangerous. Now, you're in the midst of chemo now again?
Yes, I have 4 weeks left.
This is not how you planned on spending your junior year. How are you keeping your upbeat attitude?
Well, I always think of that things could be worse. You know, I've had friends who have died from this, and I know kids at my hospital right now who have it worse. And, you know, I mean, complaining is not going to get you anywhere, so you just have to fight the battle. And with a good attitude, which I try to keep, I know I'm going to win.
All right, well, I'm telling you, and as your life goes on and you get to be an old lady and a mom and a grandmom someday, that's just such a great message to pass along. And I know how much your dad, Kent, has been writing about you and stuff, but you must have a pretty amazing family that helped teach you that message.
For sure. They helped me so much. I couldn't do it without them.
So in the midst of this treatment at Lurie's Children's Hospital, somewhere between your diagnosis and now, the light bulb goes off and you go, well, I want to help other people. So what'd you do?
Okay, so I started thinking of ways to fund for childhood cancer.
Right, to fund the research, find a cure.
Exactly. So we started doing things at my school, like we had a Team Megan volleyball night to raise money. And then I would just like raise money on my own somehow, and people would donate to me. And then I teamed up with a brand called Ivoryella, and they let me come out to Rhode Island, and I designed a shirt, and 10%, sorry, of each shirt goes to Boston Children's Hospital to help research. So those shirts have sold out many, many times, which is amazing.
And could we go to the Ivoriella website now, or are they reloaded, or do we know?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. We got to buy shirts today.
Absolutely.
And in addition to that, what's the Megan Bug concert series?
So the concert series, we bring in someone probably like two or three times a year, and they perform for our community, and that money goes back to the auditorium because I love theater, and it's something that I'm really interested in and that I care about, and I want our auditorium to be as great as possible so that we can continue to do shows. And it's really fun. I get to meet the people, and they're always so nice and caring, and it's really, really fun time.
Megan, you're a big volleyball fan. Talk a little bit about Kelly Bates and how she got involved with you. I know she's a big Wisconsin Badger volleyball star.
Right. So my mom actually knows her mom because my mom's been a teacher, and she's been following my story from the beginning, and there's always been so many people following it, so I never really knew. And especially, like, I was so sick at the time, I sometimes just didn't really realize what was going on almost. But, yeah, so her mom reached out to us because my sister goes to the University of Wisconsin. And she was like, hey, you should come down for a volleyball game. Kelly would love to meet you. So we got to come to a volleyball game, and we got to meet Kelly. And she was so sweet and caring, and she's just a really, really great person.
I love your attitude, and I love your fight, and I have nothing but faith in you, and I can certainly tell how much faith you have in yourself, but the fact that you're caring for everybody along the way is nothing short of amazing. And at your age, what is 16, 17? How old are you?
16.
Yeah, 16 years old. 16 years old, with the rest of us, you know, driving into work this morning, complaining about this, complaining about that. Hear Megan's words. Somebody always has it worse. You know?
Right.
So think about them.
Megan, I have to say, you look good in that Badger red. Maybe go Big Ten for you in a couple years.
Thank you.
Well, Dave would like you to go to Northwestern. Andre is recruiting for
Illinois.
I'm okay. But you went to the football game too, right?
Yeah, I went to a little bit of the football game, but it was raining, and I didn't want to sit in the rain the whole time, so I came towards the end when it stopped raining. But when I got there, it rained again.
That's a spectacle up there. Football game.
Yeah.
Without, Camp Randall, yeah.
Without a doubt. All right.
It's such a beautiful campus.
In the midst of taking care of everybody else, keep taking care of yourself. Find some fun in the process as well. I know you do, and I know you will. And just we're thinking about you. And tell your dad to stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for getting up and doing this. We appreciate it. Really an inspiration. And if people want to contribute to help, where do they go?
They can go to my dad's blog and contact my dad.
MeganBugsJourney.wordpress.com, right?
Yeah. A lot of pictures,
yes.
Too.
Yeah, some great pictures there. And also you can go to Ivoriella, Ivory like Ivory, Ella, ELLA.com/collections, and I'm sure there's a search button there that you can hit for Megan Bug. Megan Bug, you're my hero. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much.
All right, don't hang up now because we have to give you the prizes, which I have right here because I am always the most organized guy in the room.
Mm-hmm. As someone who is a proponent of online shopping, we need to buy some of these T-shirts.
Did you find them already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Done.
They're already in my shopping cart.
An app gift card. I'm sorry, an Amazon gift card. We'll give her an app gift card as well. An Amazon gift card and some Lou Malnati's for her as well and her family.
Nice.
What do you say? Kid's 16 years old. Going through the fight of her life, and she already knows somebody's always got it worse than you. Complaining's not going to do any good. Be positive. Help other people. Any grown-ups listening this morning? How about you make that part of your day today?
I'm going to buy two T-shirts.